15 minutes after 8 o'clock, let's talk to the Tourism Business Council of South Africa. Shifiwa Shivengwa is, of course, their CEO and joins us now on the line. Shifiwa, no doubt you welcome the president not imposing stricter restrictions last night. But in a sense, as far as tourism is concerned, a lot of the interventions have come outside of his power. More countries now have added us and our neighbors to that travel red list. It's going to have a devastating impact as we head up towards our peak tourist season.
No, absolutely, Bongani, and good morning to you and to your listeners. And I think that we do welcome the balanced approach that the president has taken yesterday when he kept the status quo in terms of the lockdown level. That means that the anxieties that people had in terms of a possible lockdown of a festive season is now sort of put to rest, and we can all continue to make our bookings and support the tourism industry from the domestic front. Now, from the international front, you're quite right. Many countries have taken decisions, albeit without really sitting down with ourselves and our scientists here to understand the information that the scientists had, and also without, you know, much of any discussions, you know, bilaterally in terms of what needs to happen. And I think most of them, if not all of them, went against the World Health Organization protocol in terms of how we deal with this situation. So it's disappointing, and we believe that it's unjustified, and we concur with the president. They must reverse this travel ban because they don't help anyone, and they don't help to prevent, you know, this variant. It's already in many different countries, and it may as well be in all those countries that have banned their citizens from traveling to South Africa. So we need to work together in solidarity to eradicate this this pandemic, but we can't do it with the current status quo of banning other countries and putting travel restrictions. That's just not the right way to go.
We've seen a flood of cancellations, and of course already this morning we know that hotel and leisure stocks have seen massive declines on the JSE. So this has an all-round ripple effect, if you will.
No, it does. And that's why we've been saying that, you know, when we announce this type of discoveries, we need to do so very carefully. Yes, it is a health message that we're sending out there, but we also need to consider the economic consequences. And we communicate carefully with full information and with context the first time. If we don't do it, you know, right the first time, it has this type of consequences. Now we are where we are, and we've seen the stocks of, you know, all those that are listed in the stock exchange in terms of being within the tourism and hospitality and travel, the stocks have fallen. Only thing that we can do now is to put certainty in terms of what's going to happen from the domestic front. And that's where we have a full control. And I think that what the president has done yesterday gives certainty that tourism continues. South Africans must continue to support their industries. Go out there, have a meal, go out there, drive to Durban, drive to Cape Town, or fly to Cape Town, go to Limpopo, everywhere else that you want to go to support all these establishments so that, you know, at least we are not shut down. And at least, you know, we still have a little bit of movement going in, and people can be able to get a little bit of income from tourism.
Sure. Of course, I mean, we can never turn anyone away, because as I'm listening to you, I'm wondering in my head if we have perhaps focused too much on inbound tourism from elsewhere without necessarily really beefing up the domestic market, so that we are then at the mercy of what we have seen unfold this past weekend.
Well, look, you know, the tourism infrastructure that we have, you know, it's vast, and it's built on both domestic and international travel. Domestic travel contributes, from the spend point of view, around 56% of the total spend in tourism. Now, we have built all these massive infrastructures, and we've built, you know, international markets. We need everyone to travel. We need domestic travel to happen. Yeah. Right now, we only have leisure domestic travel, which is also is not enough. We need conferences. We need meetings. We need events. We need government to travel. We need corporates to travel, you know, to be able to sustain the domestic tourism, because leisure travel alone is not enough. And international travel, again, brings in that, you know, dollar that we don't have, that pound that we don't have, and it helps us with the, you know, the trade balance in terms of, you know, the overall movement of goods, you know, from South Africa to other countries. So we need to continue with both. They are both important. And I think that we need to beef up domestic travel, as you've said, but we need to consider the economic situation as well. Many people are not working. And therefore, when you have many people not working, the money to spend on travel is less. When you have less money to spend in travel, then it means that you won't have the capacity that we have. It's too much to accommodate only domestic travel. So we need domestic travel, we need regional travel, we need international inbound travel to make sure that we sustain the tourism in general.
You support vaccine mandates?
Well, we've been talking about this for quite some time, that you know, the only tool that we have in dealing with this pandemic is vaccines. And unless if someone else has another tool, you know, that they can put in front of us to say, if you want to go back to normal, this is what you need to do. So vaccine mandates have to be discussed, and they've been implemented in many other countries in terms of accessibility to various hospitality, you know, venues. So it's something that we will discuss, and we do support that many people don't need to be forced to be vaccinated. They need to do this willingly, because that's the only tool that we have. So we will have the discussions with the presidential task team in dealing with the vaccine mandate. And from our side, we're really pushing our value chain to be vaccinated so that we can instill confidence in the international market, and we should be able to get more people coming into the country. That's what people are looking for, and that's what we ought to do.
Shifiwa Shivengwa, always a pleasure to chat to you. That's the CEO of the Tourism Business Council of South Africa.